Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women, now in her 11th year. I'm also the 8-time best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice in a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. Stop by InspiredLivingPublishing.com today to learn how you can be a part of one of our upcoming sacred anthologies and for details on publishing your inspirational or personal development book with us. All of my brands, including the show, are dedicated to inspiring you to live your best life. So welcome and enjoy today's inspiring conversation. You know, do you want to do more of what you love? Are you ready to lead with your heart, head, and your heart? I believe that we're all here to make a lasting, positive impact in the world by sharing our unique gifts and being of service in life and in business. And when you take the time to nourish your mind and soul and get the support to bring your dreams to life, it is possible to live authentically and with passion and purpose. And that's what today's conversation is all about. Joining me today is my dear friend, Dr. Angela Joyner. Angela is the founder of The Wonderloft, a positive leadership coaching practice for women, and an international best-selling co-author of multiple inspirational books. Through her writing, teaching, and curating unique workshop experiences, Angela helps women discover their unique brilliance, have more confidence, and flourish in their lives. Her mission is to nourish the minds and souls of high-achieving, heart-centered women around the world and help them shine in their careers and lead from a place of authenticity and love. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, you know from our personal chat, right before we came on the line, I have been watching everything that has been shifting in your life, and you and I have worked together on multiple publishing projects, and I have been blown away because talk about showing up and living your message, right? Because as I shared offline, I'm like, talk about one courageous woman. But you're also a woman who is passionate about helping others, and now you merge all this life experience into doing that. So first off, you've had been a high-level, successful executive for many, many years, and you know, I've read all the awards you've won from so many different organizations, and it's a masculine world. You were working in a masculine world and starting to feel disconnected from yourself, which I'm raising my hand, and I'm sure many women listening to the show are raising theirs. They know what that feels like to be living and working in an environment that doesn't feel good or in alignment with who you are. So take us to that life and what followed of when you discovered that it is possible to blend the masculine and the feminine and to show up and live authentically and still be highly successful, but on your terms. And there's a term you used earlier, that you became the architect of your own life. And when you first said that, I was like, whoa, isn't that what we're all here to be? We're here to create and design our own lives. So please bring us back to that time when you realized that the two worlds were really coming together.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I was really successful in my career. I enjoyed what I did, and I enjoyed that season of my life. I was an executive in a Fortune 500 company, and I just led very differently than my colleagues at the time. So I always was very principled and led with my heart, and I wanted to bring more of that to what I did every day, but didn't feel like I had the opportunity to fully design and show up as who I truly was. And I was given a gift a little over a year ago to have the opportunity to recreate my career and really be choiceful about what I wanted to do and bring not only all of my experiences, but what I felt was my purpose in helping women thrive and flourish in what they do and be an example. And I wanted to be a model of that. So when I left the corporate world, I had the opportunity to choose where I wanted to live in the United States. And I was very choiceful in picking a place where I had the ability to do what was most important to me. I wanted to be closer to family. I wanted to be in an area that allowed me to travel, but not in the same means that I was traveling before. Before, I was on planes 2 or 3 days a week. Where I live now, I have the opportunity to, you know, get in my car and drive and actually be present and see and drive and get the full experience. I also had the choice of, I wanted to be closer to nature. I wanted to be in a beautiful surrounding, and that was one of my criteria. And fortunately, I'm in a place where I'm very close to a river, and I'm in the Blue Ridge Mountains, which is absolutely beautiful. And I got to not only create and design my career, but I also got to create and design my home and my space and what I my retreat every day. I didn't want a place that I went to once in a while. I wanted a place that emanated from who I was wholly. So from the ground up, from choosing the lot that I built on to, and I was very intentional about that because it gave me a perfect scenery. I got to choose who my neighbors were going to be. All the way through the design and building process of that home, every single piece in there was something that I chose from the heart, and chose with love. And so I can go in any room in the house and feel connected to not only me, but also to where I am spiritually and emotionally, which has been just phenomenal. Now on the other side, as I think about my career and what I'm doing, when I look at what I do on a day-in and day-out basis, it's as if it was written exactly for me. I show up very authentically. I show up unapologetically. But what's even more powerful is the other doors that have opened, and it's become easy is not the right word, but it is. I do it with ease because it fits. It's just who I am. I'm not forcing something. I'm not only being a part of who I am, but I'm truthfully being all of me in my new role, as well as in my new home and my new area. And every day I wake up and just think how incredibly blessed I am to get to do what I do and to be where I am. And I've seen my family more, my immediate family, more in the last 6 months than I've seen in the last 20 years, which is just so fulfilling for me to have that connection and support, especially as I designed my life as it is now.
And I love what you said when you said you had the opportunity of a career change. And I love how you, from that moment, envisioned everything as a choice. Like, this is a new chapter in my life, and I'm the one writing the story. And I can hear, like, the intention that went through every decision. And because we were in conversations and chatting around that time, I remember the opportunities, amazing business opportunities and career opportunities that were coming to you during that time. And where other women or and even myself at one time would have said, oh, my God, you're going to grab that one. That's an opportunity of a lifetime. You have to grab this. I remember being in awe because you had this deep sense of trust that you were going to create your life from intention and knew that whatever decision you made would be right. And you surprised a lot of people with the decision you made because it was in alignment with the truth of who you were, not the life you were living, right? Which, as you said,
right,
was on the airplane, never being home, being grounded, feeling like you weren't living your own life.
Right.
And
right.
I remember when you took this new job, and the energy and the joy that when the moment you shared it with me, it was like I could feel the vibration because it was a decision based on your truth and intention, not from the script of the past.
Right, right, right. And it's one of the things is when I've worked with women and worked with women in the past, that, you know, the two things that become really clear, and then it became really clear for me as opportunities were coming across the table, I did not want to take a position or look at a role out of desperation. And I really had to trust that the opportunity, the right opportunity that was perfect for me for this season of my life was going to come. And that takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of patience. And I didn't want to feed into the desperation or the fear. And I'm so glad I didn't, but a lot of women don't believe that they have the opportunity and sometimes the permission to actually trust themselves and act out of desperation and then regret it later. And so it is very important to feel every part of the emotions that come with, you know, being able to choose that next opportunity and really sitting and understanding and taking the time so you understand what culture do you thrive in, what is your purpose, what brings you joy, and leading with your heart and making decisions with your heart, and those decisions could still be the same, or may end up being the same, but going through that process is really helpful because you at least give yourself the opportunity and the power to choose.
And that's where I feel our true power is, right? It's tapping into our heart, because the moment we're in fear, that's ego. That's not our higher self. Whatever the word is that we each use for our higher self, it's just going to that place of peace, knowing that, and trusting and knowing that when we do that, the answer is going to come, and it will be the answer that supports our highest and best self, not the fearful self.
Right.
And with you, what I've witnessed through this transformation, because you've published with a few books, and we have another one coming out in March with Inspired Living Publishing, and every story that you share, you reveal this beautiful aspect of yourself, right? This this place of, like, I got to say, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, this true strength, but at the same time, and power, but at the same time, this depth of vulnerability and truth that I've come to respect in our relationship, because that's when you come into balance, right, with the masculine and feminine. And what I love is you're shifting the corporate and executive world by showing up fully as who you are and bringing that energy to shift the paradigm of how we can show up in our careers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's important because we get to bring our gifts and who we are and make our unique contributions. And by not doing so, I feel like you're robbing the world of what you were created to do, or trying to be like someone else, or modeling someone else, or having others dictate what is right and good for you, robs you of the ability to be who your true self is. And oftentimes, I believe, and I've seen it and experienced it myself, you know, oftentimes it's just because I didn't show up and I didn't help others see who the real me was, for fear of not being able to fit in.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, and once I realized that if that was just a story that I was creating, I could create and craft a whole different story, and one that was true and help others learn and see and know who I was. And then for those people who were attracted to that, my life is much fuller because I'm out around other people who have the same affinity, who are like-minded, who are also heart-centered, which continues to nourish me versus those people that take away. And so I was also, as part of that transformation and as part of me making this new choice and starting in a season, I let go of people in my life that that relationship served that time, but would not serve or was not adding to where I was moving toward on my purpose, or who was not supportive of my purpose. It just wasn't their role in my future.
And I think that's so important, Angela. And I want to talk more about that when we come back from a break. And we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Angela Joyner of AngelaJoyner.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to experience the unshakable love and unleashed passion you really want? Great news! Discover what thousands of people are doing to transform their relationships in ways they never thought possible. And your partner does not need to participate in the process to enjoy the results you want in your relationship. Relationship expert and Aspire magazine columnist Stacy Martino and her husband Paul are the founders of RelationshipDevelopment.org and Relationship U. They have successfully empowered thousands of clients with tools and strategies that really work to transform their relationship. Any relationship, and your partner does not even need to participate for their proven system to work for you. Transforming your relationship is possible, and it begins with you. Take the first step and visit relationshipdevelopment.org today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Dr. Angela Joyner. And we're talking about showing up and living authentically in your life and being, when you do that, the benefits that ripple out are powerful, especially as we were talking about earlier, Angela, in the corporate and business world, because I think that's what is needed more than ever. I, like you just shared before break, have had to do the same thing, Angela, and I think a lot of us on this path have to. And it's not a judgment. It's we release what no longer works. If anything mm-hmm. in our life makes us feel less than, or we're constantly lowering our energy, truth, and vibration to meet someone lower, we're not mm-hmm. being of service to them, to our families, or to our communities. And sometimes we do have to let go with love, as you've discovered.
Right.
I believe that when we do that, we're being of the highest and best service for everyone involved. Because if anything, we want someone's energy to come up. And if we're not able to do that with that person, then we let go with love so that they can find a way to do it themselves. And, you know, one of the things I was just thinking about, too, because I believe in contrast, right? That mm-hmm. and those everyone listening right now, they're hearing your wisdom, your truth. But I want to give them a little background because it still blows me away as I'm sitting with your energy right now of some of your past accomplishments, which tells me, like, this woman was a kick-ass on a mission, no holds barred, in the masculine energy. It's like, you're a member of the Executive Leadership Council, serves as a Chicago Region co-chair for Network of Executive Women, been recognized as one of the 25 most influential African Americans in health food industries by Black Health Magazine, and was recognized as a 2011 President's Award recipient by the U.S. Black Engineers Organization, as well as being a credentialed coach. And I have to share this, you were recently inducted as a Boucher Society Scholar at Yale University for your doctoral achievements and received the 2015 Leader of the Year from the Network of Executive Women. So, everyone listening, first off, congratulations on all of that, Angela. And I share that because that is your truth. That is your path. That is your story and accomplishments. But who you are today is the same, right? Like, yep. But you've just are now living a more intentional, grounded life. It doesn't, and can still maintain the same level of success, except you're leading with your heart and intention instead of living after according to a desire that if you're not successful, you're less than. It's like I can feel a complete paradigm shift in you. Now your success comes from the inside out instead of needing validation. It's like you're creating your own. And I want to speak to that because so many women are on a hamster, on the hamster wheel. I do this, I'll be worthy. If I do this, I'll be accomplished. And their life is passing them by and they feel empty and disconnected. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, and it is that nuance. I think that, you know, I'm extremely proud of everything that I've achieved and accomplished. And for me, I am one of those high-achieving women. It's that the purpose of the high-achieving before served, I mentioned it earlier, fitting in, making sure people believed that I belonged where I was, that I worked really hard so that no one could say, oh, well, you know, someone helped her in, or she was a product of, you know, we're just filling a quota or filling something. And what I learned a couple of years ago is that whether it was working with the Network of Executive Women, my purpose was being fulfilled because I was working with women who were struggling just like I was, but I had the ability to leave a legacy to help those other women that were coming behind me not have to fall into the same traps and follow my footsteps into the same traps that I did coming in. The other piece, which I loved so much about the Boucher Society, was being recognized for my dissertation work. While I worked really hard, and for me it was trying to finish the dissertation, it was the work that really talked about how women stepped into their brilliance by leveraging their strengths to make an impact. And so taking those two achievements were really a shift for me and started opening up my eyes to I could still be fast-paced, high-moving, high-achiever, but for the good of the rest of the world and doing so by using my gifts and what I was created to do. So it has become much more intentional and purposeful in not only who I serve, but also how I serve. And I think that was the shift. It was the how I was serving, being on that hamster wheel, trying to achieve and trying to fit in, versus who am I serving and who's I am. And so it was really an opportunity to not only change my identity, now I won't say change my identity, but really embrace who I was and whose I was, which fueled a whole different level of passion. My pace doesn't change, but why I'm doing it and how I'm doing it does.
And that's powerful. And you can just feel, you can feel the joy in your heart. You can feel that you're like fully present in your life. You're not wishing to be somewhere else because you've created a life by design. And there was something you said earlier too. It's that so often women sacrifice for the sake of fitting in or belonging. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel that so many women do that and fall into that trap? And do you think it's society, how we were raised? What is it? Because I do see it with a lot of my clients too. It's like, I have to do it like so-and-so because that's how she does it. And I'm like, but you're not her.
Right. I think part of it for me, and especially in the corporate world, your example, it's how you're rewarded. And oftentimes behavior and achievements are awarded based on one or two models in that organization. Some of it has to do with culture. Some of it has to just do with history. But for me, when I sat in those boardrooms, no one in that room looked like me. No one in that room had the same path. And oftentimes I was the only woman in the room. And so when you don't have people who have experiences like you and you don't have other models, you tend to gravitate to what is rewarded in order to be rewarded. And what I found is that oftentimes those are hollow rewards, but it was what was needed in order for me to progress in that organization. As I grew and as I matured, not only in my career, but as a woman, I realized that I was giving up a lot of myself in order to try to fit in, but I could be successful and still achieve the same result through just being me and being intentional about being me and helping others see how I got to my results through my strengths and who I was, which might have been very different than how they got there, but I got either the same or better results. And that gave me the opportunity to teach others how to appreciate and see not only diversity in thinking, but diversity in people, which has opened up other doors for women in corporate America to do that. And so that is part of the reason why, if I start talking to other women, that they do have a choice. They don't have to be somebody else. That other person is already taken. And if they don't find their own truth, they do rob the world of them being able to share their story and share their strength and their path of how they achieve it. Because there's probably somebody else that's almost just like them that would benefit from their story and their path versus everybody's cutting from the same mold.
That's so beautifully said. And I believe, as you do, that now more than ever, women, the feminine, are being called to shed all the masks, show up authentically, because we each have individual gifts that no one else has. And if we don't step up and embrace our courageous heart and share those gifts, then there's something that's going to be missing in the world.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A person shared with me, it's like when you're looking at a piece of artwork, every single stroke is important. So if you just use the same paintbrush, the same paint stroke, it becomes very monotone. But when you add multiple different strokes, even with slightly shades and variations, it adds more depth and beauty to that picture. And I believe we're all part of a masterpiece. We're all part of a mosaic. And any piece that's missing means that that artwork or that masterpiece is not whole. My mom often told me that you can sing alone, and you can sing a song alone, but what people are drawn to when they're at a performance is multiple voices as one, but everybody's voice is slightly different in pitch, it's slightly different in sound, it's slightly different in tone, even though you're singing the same note, but the body of that note, everybody is still different, but what it projects is amazing. And so I think everybody does have a voice that they have to be able to share with the rest of the world, or else the world misses the opportunity to hear it. And then we only hear one voice, one side, one perspective, which I don't believe is healthy nor is constructive for the rest of the world.
I agree. I so agree. And, you know, I've had to walk down that path myself because as an entrepreneur since 1992, I was learning as I went. And, of course, what did I do? I didn't have role models in my life. You know, I'm a former welfare mom. My daughter's 33 now, but when she was younger, I didn't have those kind of role models. No one in my family had ever been an entrepreneur. And, of course, they looked at me of like, what are you, crazy? You're supposed to get a job out of high school, stay there till you die, and that's your life. And I have never been that way. I want to follow my heart, my spirit. I have always had this deep desire to serve and connect with women and children. And that's, I had to learn to accept that my differences were my gifts. I'm going to cry because those differences were given to me, right? They were a divine gift. And I spent much of my life, Angela, like so many women do, judging the differences because I didn't fit the model that everyone says you're supposed to be. And it wasn't until I embraced them as gifts that my life started to unfold in such a beautiful way. And I know that the work that you're doing in the world is about getting women to see that their uniqueness are sacred gifts.
Right.
Right? That they were never created. None of us were created to fit the model of someone else. There is no other you.
Right. So, I mean, if you even look at your, I mean, I'll take you as an example. And if I think about your publishing company and I think about your business, how you do your work is very different than if I went to any other publisher, which is why so many women and so many people, and I was attracted to you and your business because it links with who I am. And I would not have that same experience someplace else. And I think for other women, you're right. All of us have a unique gift and we have to step into that gift or else someone else will, or someone else will create it for us, and then it won't be authentic, and it won't feel right, and you miss the joy of being able to be you and be on purpose and give back and be truly fulfilled and be able to, as what I would say, flourish.
And that is what we're all here to do, is flourish in our lives. And when we come back, Angela, from our break, I want to talk about, you work with so many women, from all different demographics, and I really want to hear when we come back what it is that you've discovered they yearn for the most in their lives. What's missing? And we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Angela Joyner of AngelaJoyner.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is Dr. Angela Joyner. And Angela, right before the break, I asked you a question about, in your work with women, what are you noticing that most women are yearning for the most? What do they feel is missing the most? Is it a feeling? What is it?
I work with a lot of women from just entering their career to getting ready to retire or make a different, you know, transition in their life. And I would say that there's probably three things that I've noticed as I talk to women and worked with them. One is the area of confidence. So having the confidence to follow their dreams, having the confidence that they are ready to take the first step. And you know, oftentimes people feel like they have to have 100 things completed. Like it has to be 100% in order for them to move forward. And, you know, oftentimes you just really need to take the first step. Most people don't move when they have 100% together. It's you take the first step, you learn. You take the second step, you learn. You take the third step, and then you're working, you're walking. And, you know, it's really about having the courage and the confidence to move forward. The other thing that I've noticed is just the ability to recognize that you have choices, and your choices are powerful, and you have the right, the permission to make the right choice. If you're ever in a situation where you don't have that choice, then perhaps it's not the right situation. So you want to put yourself in a position where you have the most choices and use those choices to help design your life. And I think the third one is really helping women seek and understand, and oftentimes not even discover, it's really embrace what their purpose is. Many of them have a calling that they've either ignored or avoided or are, you know, dancing around, but to fully step into their purpose requires them to let go of something that has either become comfortable or is controversial, provocative with their family or with their support system, but they know in their heart that they're called to do something higher and greater than what they're currently doing. And being able to take those other two things that I just talked about, being courageous and confident and standing on purpose and moving forward and not letting fear drive them to do that. And in a world where there's so many turns that you could be shut down, having the permission and the confidence and the courage to stand on your purpose is not an easy feat. But you know, I also share with women that they don't have to do it alone. There's many others out there that are doing the same thing, and to surround themselves with people to do that. And then I help them along that journey, wherever they are, to be able to search and lead with their hearts, not just with their head, and really to nourish their souls and nourish themselves as they move forward.
That was powerful, because it does, now that you said it, it does come down to confidence and courage, because it starts there, right? Mm-hmm. You have to believe in yourself and in your value. And
right.
And take action on what's in your heart.
Right.
Now, I know one of the things that really helped me integrate, right, into my life, and like, and when I say that, what I'm talking about is to live authentically, right? I had to shed all the stories, the mass that I had accumulated over the years. And that takes time, and like you said, you really want the support of someone that can help you do that. So I discovered that for me, I had to learn to slow down. This is my story, especially like 7 years ago. Slow down, learn to be, learn to pause. And
mm-hmm.
with everyone running around like crazy, especially women, right? Because we have to we're in so many roles.
Right.
How do you guide your clients to find time to pause? What are some of the secrets that you found to help them thrive in their life through pausing?
One that they actually can pause. So for some clients, it's really been taking, you know, I challenge them to take a 5-minute pause, and I ask them to build to a 10-minute pause. I ask them to do a media fast where they don't touch their phone, their computer. And it isn't that they can't do it, it's that they just haven't done it. And so we place such a high value and such a high importance on inanimate objects and being so connected that we lose the connection with ourselves. And so that's one thing. The other thing is I also ask them to identify things that brought them joy in their childhood and earlier in their young adult life, because there's often experiences and things that you do early in your life where you've had no restrictions, you've had no judgments when you did them, but they brought you joy and they fulfilled you. And then trying to pull in some of that into their lives and making that and having them schedule it. For some, that it's easier to schedule it because they're in that mind of scheduling it, putting in my calendar, putting it on my to-do list. And what I have found over a period of time, once they do it, then it doesn't become a schedule. It becomes like a must-have, like they must do it. And you know, I've had clients that take time to read a chapter in their favorite book. They're rediscovering reading. They're rediscovering art. They're rediscovering dance and movement in their life. I had a client who took ballet when she was growing up, and she loved dance and hadn't danced in 40 years, and decided to, you know, for her it was picking up a video and, you know, taking 10 minutes and learning a new dance, and then she continued to do that. For others, it really is carving out the time and getting the support of just sitting and being with yourself, driving without the radio on. And some of them are really tactical, you know, tangible things that you can do, but it has such a powerful impact because you're taking the first step in being present and intentional in your life. For some of my clients who are executives, I've asked them, you know, to walk into their offices and meetings solely focused on that meeting, not taking their cell phone, not taking their computer, handwriting so that the intention of writing and the physical aspect of putting hand to paper, that tactile movement of putting your thoughts in on paper and staying focused and giving people eye contact has forced them to be present. So they're not rushing through the moment, but they're actually embracing and learning how to savor. And that's a word that on a journey with a lot of my clients, we're exploring together. What does it mean to savor the moment? What does it mean to savor your relationship? What does it mean to savor your life? And in order to do that, you have to let go of all of the other things that are claiming time on your life and claiming importance in your life. The one thing you don't get back is time. And as I've gotten older and watched friends go through their seasons and pass away and, you know, new life coming in and new birth, I want to savor all of those moments because you may not get it back, but you have the ability to enrich those moments while you're here. And I'm not going to look back on my life and say, wow, I was in like thousands of meetings and they were all productive. What's been more important to me is that I've spent time and savored the moments that I have. And the one example I would give is over this holiday break, I normally take vacation and I'm in airports and traveling to see family. And my vacations were such in my previous corporate role where it took me 2 days to unwind from work. And then I would get sick because I was rushing and rushing and rushing. And then I only really enjoyed 2 or 3 days of my vacation. And then I was already planning for the next piece of what I had to do the week coming back. And this year, just based on how I've created and designed my life, I was off for 10 days because the place where I work shut down for the holiday, so it wasn't vacation. And by day four, I just realized I was present, I was healthy, I was enjoying time with my family, and I felt like I was off for 3 weeks versus the 1 week. And I think it really points to how I designed my time, how when I came back to work, I didn't have to like orchestrate my day to ease into work. It was just how it was. Like, it's just like any other work day. It wasn't like I had been off for 3 weeks and I had to go look and have thousands of emails. But that was because that's the way I designed my career, my life, and where I am now. And my holiday time was probably the best Christmas I had since I was a little girl, where I really savored everything about the season, my home, my family, and my time off. I was rested, refueled, refreshed. And very energized and just grateful for that time.
And that is such a gift because, like you, I took extra time off this year. I think me and my team took 16 days off. And if you know me because you've worked with me, it's not often that I will disconnect completely, right, from my email.
Right. Right.
And I made the decision and set the intent that, no, I am going to honor this. I asked my clients to do this. I am going to honor it. And I will not open that inbox until January 2nd, 16
right.
days. And I went through withdrawals the first few days. And it was really angelly. You know what it was? It was more, and I'm being really transparent, it was, what if someone needs me, a client?
Right.
And then I said, well, Linda, they'll wait until January 2nd because there are no emergencies, because
right.
everything was taken care of. So I knew that was an old story, it was nothing. And then by the third day, I said, this is the right thing for me, to nourish me and body, mind, and spirit during that time so I could come back being a full service. And I want to talk about that more because I think it's such an important topic about taking the time to love ourselves and build a new healthy relationship with how we show up in our lives. And I will be back in a moment with Dr. Angela Joyner of AngelaJoyner.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now. When you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelly Ryuta invites you to claim the 5-piece holistic practice building kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, and with me today is Dr. Angela Joyner. Angela, I want to dive right in where we left off so we can dive a little deeper in this last segment of the show. And right before we went on break, I shared that, you know, I struggled with the disconnecting during my holiday break, but when I did, my intuition, my inner peace, my sense of flow and ease through life during that time, it was amazing, right? And I said, why don't I give myself permission to do this more often? And don't get me wrong, I'm a lot better than I used to be. But I can still see there's tweaking that needs to be done. So what do you believe it is and have found, or a simple step that would help someone love themselves and honor themselves enough to take the pauses?
So what I have found for me is pause looks different for different people. For some of my clients that are very busy moms, just getting 20 minutes by themselves has been, you know, phenomenal. For me though, I had to go back and start off by scheduling an hour every day to do quiet time. And that hour sounds a lot when you first start off, but it was 30 minutes for me. So 30 minutes on my commute into work, I would turn off the radio and I would just listen and I would start observing. The other thing that was very powerful for me in terms of pausing was walking. So it doesn't sound like pausing, but I often always just jump in the car because it was the most convenient thing to do. But now I'm much more intentional about walking. And when I walk, I am forced to take in things much more slowly. And then I would say the third thing, which I truthfully never got enough of, but I totally value and honor now, is sleep. And so for me, pausing, I used to catch up all my sleep on planes. I would be asleep before the door would close, and I'd sleep until we land. And now I'm much more intentional about having a ritual before I go to bed every evening. And it starts about 2 hours before it's time for me to go to bed, taking a bath, reading a book, turning down the lights, listening to my favorite music. And I have found that by being intentional about that time, my body's refueling and refreshing. But for me, I am the unintended consequence, or the gift that I got back is I've rediscovered reading and how much I enjoy reading and getting lost into stories, my own and other people. But the ritual that I've created is I'm now energized and ready to go the next day. And sleep is very important to me, and it's important to my health. And that my health has improved because of doing that. And then the last thing for me in terms of pausing is I was a multitasker, and I realized that I really wasn't multitasking. I was just doing a whole bunch of things and not doing them well. And so one of the things I started, especially with my new role and when I moved, was really being focused on one thing and one thing only. So when I'm on the phone, I'm on the phone. There's nothing else on. I'm fully engaged with that person. When I'm talking to someone, I look them in the eye because it's with respect and honor that I'm having a conversation with another person, and I'm clearly listening and engaged in the conversation, not just waiting for the pause so that I can talk. And that has improved my relationship both personally and professionally. And so for me, you know, I think about the word of how my life has changed and what I strive for. One of it is being present, and the other is savoring, which forces me to pause.
I love this. I love that word savor. Since you've said it, I wrote it down and I have it circled because the moment you said it, it really resonated with me, as I'm sure it does with many of the listeners on the call, because the moment you hear it, it's almost like you take a deep breath, right? And you
right.
can feel it, like you're settling into your body, you're settling into the present moment. So I have that circled because if it resonated with me that deeply, there's a message there, right? So
right,
thank you.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that and those tips. And I love that you used one of the ways that you pause is by quiet time. And, you know, we always hear that phrase when it comes to our toddlers. Okay, time for quiet time. Well, I say that to Dana. I'm like, I'm going upstairs to have quiet time before bed, right? So to hear another woman say it, I'm like, it's a deep yearning that the
right.
world is going so fast that we want that, right? So
right.
I love that there's another woman out there that gives herself quiet time too.
I do, and I even, one of the things I did, and you mentioned, you know, I go upstairs to have my quiet time. One of the spaces I created in my home was my own personal library, and so in that room, it's very feminine. It's pink and it's neutrals, but I have this beautiful English bookcase in there, and the window overlooks the river, and I have intentionally put pictures of very powerful women from early in the 1900s and 1920s, their portraits in that room to remind me of whose footsteps I walk behind and how difficult and challenging their world was and how successful they were in a world where they weren't necessarily recognized or have the same rights and privileges that I do today. But it's just a great refuge and place for me to go read, journal, write, do my quiet time. The only thing up there is a speaker where I play music, but there's no other electronics up there other than the light, and it's off, and there's candles, and so it's just a really special place for me to have that quiet time.
I love that you've created a sacred space. I have little places throughout the house. I have little altars for different
mm-hmm.
things that like one is right in front of me now. It's just a picture of my granddaughter and I, and then my grandson and I, two frames, a crystal and a stone that says believe in miracles. That's an altar to me, right?
Right.
Because it was set with intention. It's about, this is why I'm doing what I do in the world, to make the world a better place for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's my intention. One of the things, like you, is I am an avid book geek. So I have bookshelves, built-in bookshelves
right.
when we built the house 15 years ago. And
right.
I go upstairs and before bed, not every night. I know when my soul needs it, and I'll say to Dana, I'm going upstairs for quiet time. It's like 45 minutes before bed, and I get all excited. I put my diffuser on. I get my book, light my candle, and it's my time out. And it feels so good. So as we come to the last few moments, Angela, is there any piece of wisdom, guidance, a tip that you're feeling led to share with any woman who may be struggling with slowing down, listening, going within, and honoring themselves?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I would say is, you know, you have both permission and the opportunity to make a choice that's very powerful in your life. Take the time to savor and pause and identify what is going to be most valuable for you, and allow yourself to embrace who you are, your unique brilliance, and then surround yourself with people who are on that same path and will support you wholeheartedly on your journey.
I love that. That's so important. As you know, I surround myself with women like you so that I can stay, feel supported, feel the love that will encourage me on those days when maybe things don't flow so well. So I'm so glad you
mm-hmm.
said that, because for women, we sometimes don't want to ask for support, but every successful woman that I have ever met has dropped that old story, reached out for support through a coach or a community, and that they credit that with one of the pivotal moments in their life. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving me a new word to sit with tonight during my quiet time, and the word savor. And I think that's what the message I want to leave everyone with is sit with that word for a little while. What does that mean to you? Right. And do some meditating on it. Just spend some time in solitude and allow it to come. And I want to thank you, Angela, for being here. I always love our time together.
Thank you. I love it, too. I always enjoy talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, everyone, I want to invite you to visit Angela, angelajoyner.com. And I want to thank you for being here today and being part of this vision that I have, that with every inspired conversation, ripple of love and positivity is going out to the world, and pieces of inspiration that may inspire you on your path to living an inspired life. Listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more sacred conversations with visionary women just like Angela, who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, I invite you to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. You can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.